وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we taken from المنظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم الزنجاني رحمه الله. We started from poem number 39. قال الناظم رحمه الله: فدع عنك ما قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا، ولازم طريق الحق والنص واصطبر، وخذ مقتضى الآثار والوحي في الذي تنازع فيه الناس من هذه الفقر، فما لذوي التحصيل عذر بترك ما أتاه به جبريل في منزل السور، وبين فحواه النبي بشرحه، وأدى إلى الأصحاب ما عنه قد سطر، فبالله توفيقي وآمل عفوه، وأسأله حفظا يقيني من الغير، لأسعد بالفوز المبين مسابقا إلى جنة الفردوس في صالح الزمر. الشيخ سأل: فدع عنك ما قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا. فدع عنك leave off from yourself and avoid ما قد أبدعوا what they innovated وتنطعوا make تنطع become extreme leave off their innovation and extremism. ولازم طريق الحق and adhere to and uphold and hold fast to the path of truth والنص and to the text واصطبر and endure patience. Leave off with those innovated and leave off their extremism and hold fast to the path of truth and to the text, means the Quran and Sunnah, and have sabr, rather istibar, endure patience by holding fast to the truth. Inshallah, if there is anyone who memorized some of the poem, inshallah, Jazakumullahu khair, I forget.
قال الناظم رحمه الله: وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة، وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر، وجعد فقد أرداه قبث مقاله، وأما ابن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر، وجاء ابن كرام بهجر ولم يكن له قدم في العلم لكنه جسر، وسقف هذا الأشعري كلامه، وأربى على من قبله من ذوي الدبر، فما قاله قد بان للحق ظاهرا، وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز وادكر، يكفر هذا ذاك فيما يقوله، ويذكر ذا عنه الذي عنده ذكر، وبالعقل فيما يزعمون تباينوا، وكلهم قد فارق العقل لو شعر. فدع عنك ما قد أبدعوا وتنطعوا، ولازم طريق الحق والنص واصطبر.
أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. The Sheikh last poem he said وبالعقل فيما يزعمون تباينوا وكلهم قد فارق العقل لو شعر. These groups, those who are deviated with the, these big Islam, religious matters of believing the names and the description of Allah, of believing the Qadr, of believing the faith, and the like, these people, each one claim he has aql, he has intellect. He believe what he believe based on bil aql, because of intellect, based on their claim. The sound aql doesn't contradict to the authentic narration, and what they believe contradict to the narration, which means their aql, their intellect is not sound intellect. But even with that, tabayyanu, they differ among themselves. They differ among themselves in those issues, in these matters, even though each one is claiming, following the aql, the intellect. The shaykh said, وَكُلُّهُمْ قَدْ فَارَقَ الْعَقْلَ لَوْ شَعَرْ. But all of them, without exception, any one of them actually separated and left the aql. None of them has sound intellect. Because if their intellect would have been sound, they wouldn't differ. First and foremost, they wouldn't differ the truth, the revelation. Therefore, he said, فَدَعَنْكَ, therefore, leave off, leave them. Leave off مَا قَدْ أَبْدَعُوا, what they innovated. وَتَنَطَّعُوا, and they become أَهْلُ تَنَطُّعُ, extremism. Leave off. Who are those, the Shaykh he mentioned? He's talking about those groups we mentioned. Who remember from the groups the Shaykh warned against? One group, mentioned just the one group. Jahmiyyah. Who Jahmiyyah are? What Jahmiyyah mean? Naam. Taib, ascribing to the Jahmi ibn Safwan, what's his problem? Okay. He has many problems, but which one is the main one? He took title for it. Nafyu Sifat. He denied the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal and the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And anyone who denied the names and the description of Allah or denied some of it, he is Jahmi. The one who denied all the description of Allah, all the names of Allah, this is the manhaj of Jahm bin Safwan. So that one is Jahmi. The one who say he believes the names of Allah, all of it, but not the description, not the attributes of Allah, he is also Jahmi. And that is Mu'tazila. The one who say he believes some of the description of Allah, he believes the names of Allah and he believes some of the description of Allah, who is he? Karramiyyah. And what they are famous with our time? Asha'ira, Al-Ash'ariya, Asha'ira. Who followed them our time? The Sufiya. All Sufiya are Asha'ira. All of them. With different, they're different sects. Qadiriyya, Naqshbandiyya, Chastiyya, name them. All of them are Asha'ira, are Karramiyyah, reality. Naam, Kullabiyya, Kullabiyya, Afwan, Kullabiyya, Kullabiyya. Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. They following Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab, but they claim they following Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, because Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari used to be Kullabi. But he left that manhaj, he accepted the manhaj of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, which Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and others were upon. The same thing Maturidiyya, the same thing the Shia, all of them, they have problem when it comes to the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of them. They either deny all of it or they deny some of it. They are called Jahmiyyah. They have also have another famous name. Another name. What is that name? All of them. Naam, Mu'attila, Ahsant. All of them are called also Mu'attila, the same thing. Al-Imam Bukhari has the book خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية وأصحاب تعطيل. So he reviewed in the أصحاب الجهمية, the followers of Jahm and Al-Mu'attila, meaning those who say Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have such description. Even though Allah mentioned in his Quran or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his Sunnah that Allah has this description. Ya ikhwa, today an imam come to me, imam of a masjid, who teaches Quran, who when you hear what program he has, mashallah, big program. And then I ask, imam, if one of your students ask you where Allah is, what do you say? You say, Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. But you can't see Allah. That's what he said. You can't see Allah. So it's like the air. The air is everywhere, but you don't see it. That's how he explained to me. Imam of the masjid. I say, okay, Imam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, the enemy of Prophet Muhammad Sallam, did they used to believe Allah's existence? He say, yes, but also they believe 300 some idols, each one having control, providing them, having control. It was before, when another imam come to me, I asked the same question. Do you ever hear about Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab? Imam. Yes. Tabbadidda Abu Lahab wa tab. He recited the surah. Did those people used to believe Allah's existence? Say, no, no. They didn't believe Allah's existence. If they would have belief, they would have worship. That's the answer of the sheikh of the masjid. I say, sheikh, the today's imam, you teach in Quran. Understanding the meaning of Quran is more important than memorizing the letters, the words of the Quran. Yes, memorizing the words of Quran, alhamdulillah, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speech of Allah. But the main reason that Allah revealed the Quran was to understand, to follow. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياتي. And the most important matter in Quran to understand is about Allah تبارك وتعالى. So I say, Shaykh, do you ever hear that Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله عنه Muslim Khalif was killed? Yes, yes. How was he killed? Say through poison, somebody giving poison. Say, no, no. Ali was killed by someone who memorized Quran. Very memorized Quran. Quranic reciter. But he considered Ali to be kafir. The man belonged to a group of Khawarij. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned they recite Quran. They pray, they fast, they call people to the book of Allah. But when it comes to understanding, that's their understanding. Consider the biggest believer, the best believer on earth. On earth at the time, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, they considered to be kafir. What did they benefit from memorizing Quran when it comes to understanding and application? So the Sheikh, he said, the Imam, he said of today, Allah is everywhere. Alhamdulillah, because the truth is truth, after explaining every point he agreed. He even reciting the ayat before me. So when you hear Jahmiyyah, 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 Ahlul Sunnah keep on repeating Sheikh Fawzan and others, Jahmiyyah, one, don't think they don't talk about someone who died, they disappeared long time ago, nobody. Like the Muslim Brotherhood, Ikhwan Muslimun, and Harakiyun, Hizbiyun, the groups, they don't see teaching people Aqidah and the creed, they don't see any importance. Salman Awda or Safar Hawali, one of the great Sururiyin, He said, Aqeedah you can learn in a few minutes. If it's so easy to learn in a few minutes, why those imams don't know it? How many imams on earth? Some of them are having PhD holder from graduate from Azhar University. Wallahi. After the university, you go to the grave of Hussein and you make tawaf on it. He pray to him. If it can be learned within 10 minutes, what is wrong with those? Why this imam who memorized the Quran doesn't know it? And it's not one, it's not too many. If this is the case of the imam himself, what do you expect his follower? What do you expect the musallin? Who, if someone wants to seek knowledge and ask the question to the Sheikh, where Allah is, some they get mad. They get mad, don't ask. SubhanAllah, how you get mad? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the same question to somebody. May ayin Allah, where Allah is. Why are you getting mad? And some of them, like this Sheikh, they don't get mad. They try to make you understand. Allah is like an air. You see, air is everywhere. Do you see the air? Likewise, Allah is there. SubhanAllah. Allah is like air. تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبير. Which air? In the bathroom? Which is affected by the environment? If the area is smell nice, the air get... ولله المثل على المهم. So all these people, they follow an aql, intellect. The imam, what he's saying, he didn't mention ayah, he didn't mention hadith, where Allah is. I asked him. I have one of the brother who was witness there. He said, you have, look, you know, it's like air. Do you see air? So and so. This is kalam. This is philosophy. This is rhetoric. This is not ayah. This is not hadith. And that's the way Ahlul Kalam. Ahlul Sunnah, Allah said, the Messenger said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba said. Al-Muhim. So the Sheikh say here, all of them, they claim aql. So from the group who deviated, specifically when it comes to the, I didn't mention that point. If it become in the test, inshallah, answer that question. If it, when it comes to the descriptions of Allah, attributes of Allah, there are four groups. One group are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are truly upon the understanding of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. And other three group, all those other three group are deviated. One group is the one you hear a lot in this class, is Jahmiyyah. There is two other group you didn't hear it. Or maybe, I don't know even if you hear it. Who remember? Jabariyyah, we hear, Sheikh. We hear Jabariyyah. About Jabariyyah, Jabariyyah, by the way, is about the, Qadr, about the decree, not about the descriptions. Second group, yes? Naam? Mujabbira is Jabariyyah, the same group. It's about the decree. Yes, Mu'tazila, that's Mushabbiha. Mushabbiha or Mumathila. This group are Mushabbiha. They are the opposite to Mu'attila. Jahmiyyah, who are Mu'attila. Jahmiyyah is the name of the Imam. That Imam who called to Jahannam. His name is Jaham. His group is Jahmiyyah, the followers of Jaham. And Mu'attila are those who deny the description of Allah. The same thing. The opposite to that group is Mushabbiha. There is another group, third group, Livier. Who are they? Naam? Ahsan, Tabarakallah, Thik, Mufawwada. Mufawwada. What Mu'attila, what do they believe? And then you have Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. You now make the judgment. You make the ruling now who group are upon the truth. I'm not mentioning the names. I'm taking out the names. I'm just mentioning the belief. You tell me which belief is the sound belief. One group, they say they didn't accept the names, the description of Allah, the attribute of Allah, mentioned in the Quran, like that Allah is up above his throne, that Allah speaks, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah sees, that Allah hears, and the like, they didn't accept. It's just an example. They didn't accept the description of Allah. Why? They say because if they believe that, that will necessitate to resemble Allah to his creation. And Allah is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عز وجل is subhanahu wa ta'ala different than his creation. So in order to avoid resemble Allah to his creation, they say Allah doesn't have description, Allah doesn't have attribute, Allah doesn't have face, Allah doesn't have hands. For instance, this is the Jahmiyyah, these are the Mu'attila. I'm sorry, I mentioned the name, I wouldn't. Second group, let me mix so you don't pick that up right away. Second group, they say, the descriptions of Allah mentioned in the Quran, we believe it. Because Allah mentioned it. Allah mentioned he has hand, Allah mentioned he has face, we believe it. We can't deny it. And it means, they say that Allah has like our hands as a human, like Allah has like our face. That's what they say. This is one group. Third group, they say, really here there is an issue. If we deny what Allah mentioned in the Quran, then that's not being a believer. And on the other hand, if we believe in a way, we resemble Allah to his creation. We similar Allah to his creation. We make Allah and his creation equal. Then also, we do wrong. Therefore, they say, we don't know what it means. The name is of Allah, the description of Allah, we don't know it. We really don't know the meaning. No difference between us, Allah, to be lahu, he has subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has as-sama', he has basar, Allah sami', Allah basir, Allah hakim, Allah alim, Allah rahman, Allah fatah, Allah aziz, all to us has the same meaning. We don't know the meaning of it. Al-izzah, al-hikmah, al-ilm, al-qudra, al-kalam, all to us is the same thing. We don't know the meaning. Allahu a'lam. They raise their hand up to be safe. The fourth group, they said, we believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribed to himself. What Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah has it of description, of attributes, we believe it. And on the other hand, we believe it in a way that doesn't resemble and doesn't make the creation similar or equal or equivalent or look like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is unique. And as for the meaning, we know it. Al-alim, al-ilm, knowledge. Al-hikmah, wisdom. Al-qudra, power. Al-mashi'a, willing. We know them. The Quran is Arabic. And Arabs, they use these words. So we know these words have different meaning. Ilah and Rabb has different meaning. We know it. So we don't deny the meaning. And we do not deny the descriptions itself. And we do not similarize and equalize Allah to his creation. Allah is unique. This is how we go. Who of these two, four groups? Muhammad Qasim, you believe there should be those who are on the right path. Abdul Hakim, the fourth group. I agree with you. Barakallahu fiqh, you're right. The fourth group. The first group, Al-Jahmiyyah Al-Mu'attila, they deny the attributes of Allah. Allah mentioned, the Prophet mentioned, Allah has it. Mushabbiha or Mumathila, they say we believe it, but they understood that the description of Allah, attributes of Allah, and their attributes is the same. Wal-Iyadu Billah, which is disbelief. And Mufawwidha, they deny the meaning of the names and attributes of Allah, which they know it language-wise. They deny. Ahlul Sunnah, they believe the truth and they avoid deviation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is like Allah. There is Allah here, subhanahu wa ta'ala, negates who, Allah refutes who. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like Allah. Refutation to who? To the mushabbiha, those who say Allah's description, our description is the same. You're wrong. Allah said nothing is like Allah. And then Allah said, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And Allah is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. The all-hearing, the all-knowing. No, the all hearing, the all seeing, السميع البصير. This refutation to who? Yes? المعطلة أن المفوضة. معطلة are the جهمية أن مفوضة. It's refutation to those who either deny the description itself or deny the meaning of the description. The meaning of the description. Of course, Ahlul Sunnah, when they affirm the attribute of Allah and they affirm the meaning of it, they don't know how, kayfiyya of Allah, kayfiyya to asma, they don't know that. How Allah's hand is, how Allah Azza wa Jalla's face is, they don't know it. But they know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has a face perfect, the best, the most beautiful, Tabaraka, beyond our imagination. They believe it. Subhanallah, always there is something I read from Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti. I am sure. But somehow I couldn't find. And I asked some of the students to find, they didn't find for me. The one who bring that, inshallah, I'm giving him the first one. I'm giving $100. The first one, $100. What it is? Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah, he mentioned, this is the meaning, I don't remember the wording, since I don't memorize it. When you don't memorize something, you may mistake it. That's why memorization is good. When you memorize something, you go back to the memorization and you interpret it. But if you don't memorize, you may mistake it. So I may mistake it. But the meaning is, he said, the likeness of those who deny the description of Allah because they're running from resemble Allah to his creation. He said, it's like, he said, they are that person, majnoon. This is the word of the Sheikh. I remember that. He said, majnoon, crazy. And then he explained. He said, how about if you say to somebody, I have seen your father, or I don't know, the Sheikh said, your uncle, somebody from his family member. I have seen your father, mashallah, he has very handsome face. He said, no. Don't say my father has face. What is the problem? Because the horse has face. So you're likening Allah, astaghfirullah, you're likening my father to the horse. Don't say that. My father doesn't have face. I have seen your father, mashallah, he was writing. Very good handwriting. Say, don't say my father has hand. What's the issue? Because the elephant has hand. I have seen your father. Whatever you mention something, he bring one of the animal. He say, don't say my father has hand. Don't say my father has face. Don't say my father so and so. Would you consider this person? Yes? Naam? Crazy. The Sheikh said, who is more crazy? Those two. The one when you're talking about a creation, he bring another creation to deny the first creation's descriptions. That we agree on is crazy. Who is more crazy, that person or the one when you're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unique, the wahid, the one. His description and attributes, he brings the attribute and description of creation to deny Allah's attributes. Who is more crazy? The second or the latter? The second. We agree on that. So anyone who denies Allah's description, running from resemble Allah to his creation, he is more ignorant and more crazier than the one when human being are being talked about, he brings the animal. So inshallah, that summary, try to get that $100, barakallahu fiqh. Tayyib, now, so this is a lot. Some people today, they feel very proud. And they say 90% or 95% of the Muslims are Asha'ira. They are Asha'ira. Which means they don't believe that Allah is above his throne. They believe Allah as himself is everywhere. Subhanallah. They believe Allah doesn't have face. They believe Allah doesn't have hand. They believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't speak. They believe Quran is not speech of Allah. They don't believe that Allah talked to Prophet Ibrahim, talked to Prophet Muhammad, talked to Prophet Musa. They don't believe that. And they consider themselves to be people who are on the right path. Now, then the Shaykh said, he said, therefore, those, they claim aql, they claim intellect, and among themselves, they even differ, and all of them, actually, they separate from the aql, if they would know that, but they don't know it. Therefore, leave off what they innovated and their extremism, ولازم طريق الحق, and hold to the path of truth. والنص and to the text. Allah said, the messenger said, don't leave that. But to do that, واصطبر, you have to endure patience. This big sheikh, this big name with so many followers, differ you, maybe your relative, your parents, to uphold to the sunnah and you are few, it needs a lot of patience. Another masjid here in Georgia. Big sign in front of the masjid. We follow Quran and Sunnah, and according to the understanding of Imam Warithuddin. We sit with the Imam. Imam, why? Why you say we understand Quran and Sunnah according to Imam Warithuddin? Why not according to the Sahaba, to the companion of the Messenger? Allah praised him in Quran, Prophet praised them. He said, you know what? Because this Imam Warithuddin has 2 million followers. 2 million followers. That's why. We said, you know the Christians? How many millions? You mentioned many. Is that a proof to be upon right? He said, no. And then, alhamdulillah, he accepted. When we were expecting to remove, he said, you know what? The Messiah has board member. And they meet Saturday. I have to present the issue to them. If they accept, I remove it. If not, I can't. So, it's because of the wrong understanding. They didn't stick to the revelation. They didn't stick to the what the Sheikh mentioned here. He said, وَخُذْ مُقْتَضَى الْآثَارِ, and take what the athar, what the narration states. The athar, the narration says so and so. Allah is up. Prophet Muhammad in the night of Isra wal Mi'raj, he was taken to the heaven, 7 heaven, every heaven above the other one. He didn't go down, he didn't go to the left. Yes, on the earth, when he was going to the Palestine, when he goes to the Masjid Al-Aqsa, yes, he went to that direction, from Mecca to the Masjid Al-Aqsa. But from Masjid Al-Aqsa, Mi'raj, Uruj is going up. Allah is up. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. All these texts in different ways that Allah is up. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Abba Allah is greater than all His creation. On the day of judgment, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ, and remember the day we making the sama like this, folding like the papers. Allah said, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ, the heavens are مَطْوِيَّاتٌ. What's مَطْوِيَّاتٌ? طَوَى الشيء, نعم, scrolled, بارك الله فيه, in the hand, in the right hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. Many ayat in Quran, all that they are not accepting. So the Sheikh say, stick to the next, to the text. في الذي تنازع فيه الناس, with regard to what people differ من هذه الفقار, from these points, these mentioned points. When it comes to the sifat, when it comes to the qadr, when it comes to the iman, when it comes to the khuruj, when it comes to what? Naam? The Sahaba, the companion. This matter we mentioned. By the way, for Mu'tazila, I mentioned that Mu'tazila has six principles. That was wrong. Jazakallah khair. Aghuna Abu Abdullah Yusuf corrected me. Is they have Mu'tazila five usul. Five usul. The first one is what? At-tawheed. They say you have to believe tawheed. What do they mean tawheed? Don't deny what? The description, the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also they have what? Al-adl, justice. Allah is justice. What do they mean? That Allah didn't decree anything. They say there is no decree. And then they have what? Al-manzila bayn manzilatin. The Muslim who commit a major sin is not a believer and is not a disbeliever until he dies. If he dies upon that, he's a disbeliever. If he repent, he is Muslim. So somebody commits sin, somebody drink alcohol, steal. What's the ruling of the akhi? This brother who was praying with us. But before that, was astaghfirullah, he went to the shop, he steal money. He didn't repent. Is he a believer? No. Is he a disbeliever? No. What is he between it? Until he repent or he die on that. He repent, he's a believer. He die on that, he's a disbeliever. Another principle they have, نعم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, to enjoy the good and forbid evil. What do they mean? Go against the Muslim rulers if they commit sin. The Muslim king, the Muslim president is not justice. He drink alcohol, he steal, whatever, mention it. This doesn't take someone away from Islam. If he believes what he's doing is wrong, yes, he commit a major sin. But he's a believer. Yes, they say, go against him, fight him, overthrow him. And in Islam, if the leader is a Muslim, even if he is rebellious, he is corrupted, it's haram to fight him. It's haram to go against him. It's not allowed. People of Sunnah, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we hear, we obey. People of Ahwa, they rejected. And when they rejected, what they get of benefit, destruction to themselves, to their country, to their land, to their people. Wallahi suffer. Wallahu al-musta'an. Another principle that Mu'tazil they have, infad al-wa'id. They say, any ayah in Quran that Allah mentioned, the one who does so and so will be punished so and so, will go to hellfire. Prophet Muhammad mentioned, the one who does so and so will be punished in hellfire. He said, Allah, they say, Allah must fulfill that. Allah, out of his mercy and kindness and forgiving, he is not forgiving that person. And that's against the deen of Allah. Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَا لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If somebody die upon belief, but commit a major sin, like stealing, drinking, alcohol, and the like, is under the will of Allah. Allah will forgive you, subhanAllah. If not, Allah punish that person. But at the end, that person ended to Jannah, paradise, because he believed in Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So again, these are the Mu'tazila. So every principle they have, they deliver the truth. And they make a condition. Just like Jama'at Tabligh. Jama'at Tabligh, they have six principles. One of it is Tawheed. Is la ilaha illallah. What it means? Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Jama'at Tabligh. Don't expect to teach you Tawheed al-Ibadah. Sheikh Fawzan said, when I was teaching, they left the masjid. Sheikh Fawzan himself, this great, noble, alim, scholar, teaching Tawheed. Somebody, when he here, he left the masjid. So they have six. From that is khuruj fi sabilillah. Al-khuruj fi sabilillah in Islam, in Quran and Sunnah, what it is? Jihad, to fight the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Take the weapon. To them, is go over the wall, give da'wah to the people. They change even the terminology of Quran and Sunnah. They want against ilm. Tabligh, jama'at tabligh, they don't teach people. Rather, they want against the knowledge. If you find individual who have knowledge, they learn from somebody else. But the first of them, they won against the ilm. Yarhamukallah. And the like. The Sheikh said, so leave off what the enemy. live off their extremism. Uphold to the path of truth and the text and be patient on that. And take what the narrations and the revelation narrates in that which people they differ from these points. فَمَا لِذَوِ التَّحْصِيلِ عُذْرٌ بِتَرْكِ مَا is not suitable for someone who has knowledge, someone who has guidance. Excuse to leave مَا أَتَاهُ بِهِ جِبْرِيلُ فِي مُنْزَلِ السُّوَى. He has no excuse. Someone who has guidance, who has knowledge. Now you have the guidance already. It's the revelation. Allah said, the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to leave and go and take and follow the innovators, to go to the philosophy and opinions and suggestions and what you think after you know the revelation of Allah, that's not suitable, the Sheikh said, for someone, he has no excuse, بِتَرْكِ مَا أَتَاهُ بِهِ جِبْرِيلِ that will Jibreel come with, فِي مُنْزَلِ السُّوَارِ which is in the surah, the chapters which are revealed, which are sent down. So something Allah mentions in His Quran, you have no right after knowing it. عِندَكَ تَحْصِيلِ عِندَكَ عِلْمِ عِندَكَ guidance. You leave off, you have no excuse after that. Mature says that. Big Sheikh says this. Our community is the way we are. And the like, you have no excuse to leave the haq after knowing it. وَبَيَّنَ فَحْوَاهُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِشَرْحِهِ And the Prophet, he made clear the meaning of that, meaning of the مُنزَلِ Suwar, of those chapters which were sent down by Allah on the Messenger وسلم, the Prophet himself clarified the meaning of it. وَأَدَّى إِلَى الْأَصْحَابِ مَا عَنْهُ قَدْ سُطِرْ And he conveyed to the companion that which was written from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So what's in the books of hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sunan Abu Dawood, Jami' al-Tirmidhi, and the like, what's written that is what the Sahaba convey from the Messenger of Allah, sallam, explaining the meaning of the chapters of the Quran. So the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, clarify the Quran. You have here another group called Quraniyun. They say, you know what? We don't want a hadith. No narration we accept in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so and so. No, don't bring that to us. Umm al-Mumin Aisha radiallahu anha said, Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Abu Bakr said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't bring that to us. We're not accepting. Why not? Quran. Only Quran. They are called, they name Quraniyun. Long time ago, not now, Imam Shafi'i reviewed them in his book Risala. He reviewed the Quraniyun. Subhanallah. So they don't accept the Sunnah. Another group, they say, we accept the Sunnah. We accept the Sunnah, but when it comes to the Aqidah, the creed-wise, we don't accept the Hadith al-Ahad, the Hadith narrated by one narrator, or two, or three, and the like, we're not. When the issue relates to the creed, it must be narrated by many narrators from the companion. If one Sahabi narrated, like Umar bin Khattab, he the only companion who narrated the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innama al-amalu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa. The first hadith of Sahih Bukhari. These are by intention, and everybody he gets what he intend. Umar narrated. They say we are not accepting the hadith in aqidah. Why? Because you know what? In Aqidah, so and so, they have philosophy. They have their own explanation and interpretation, which is wrong. Some of them, they say, even they are not accepting the mutawatir, the hadith with many narrators, many companions narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, many others, tabi'un narrated from the companion, many tabi'un tabi'in, a lot of people narrated. Still, we are not accepting. If it cannot matter the new dilala. If the meaning is not only one single meaning, there's no way people can have different meaning. until they only accepted from hadith less than 400 hadith. All those thousand hadith they denied. So shaitan, he has many ways to misguide those people. The Shaykh here, he says, whatever the companion convey from the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by which the Messenger he explained the chapters of the Quran, accept it, all of it. Then he said, so here it is again, following the path of the companion. What the companion they narrate, accept it. The Quran and Sunnah, accept it. Tayyib. Then the Shaykh he said, فَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِيقِ وَآمُلُ عَفْوَهُ وَأَسْأَلُهُ حِفْظًا يَقِينِ مِنَ الْغِيَرِ فَبِاللَّهِ تَوْفِيقِ. By Allah is my success. وَآمُلُ عَفْوَهُ عَفْوَهُ and I hope Allah is forgiven. So my success is in the hand of Allah. Not in the hand of anyone, not in the hand of even in myself, the Shaykh says. It's by Allah. وَآمُلُ عَفْوَهُ and I hope I have raja, Allah is forgiven. وَأَسْأَلُهُ and I ask Allah حِفْظًا protection يَقِينِي مِنَ الْغِيَرِ which protect me from changing. The Shaykh say, Alhamdulillah, now Allah guide me to the truth. It's what has already been mentioned. It's the speech of Allah, the Quran, the narration of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way the companion were. That's what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask, حِفْظًا, protection, يَقِينِي who protect me مِنَ الْغِيَرِ from changing it. Don't say, Ya Akhi, MashaAllah, I am upon the sound, Aqeedah, I am Salafi, Sahibu Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, Allah protecting from all this, I am upon firmness. Don't say that. Fear for your Tawheed, fear for your Iman. Therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaqiyaka min al-ghir, to protect you from changing, deviation. Allah mentioned in Quran Surah Al-Imran, the ulama, the scholars, those who are well-grounded with knowledge. What do they say? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذَا هَدَيْتَنَا. Our Lord, don't cause our heart to deviate after you guide us. Ulama, scholars, how we don't fear for ourselves. Rather, Prophet of Allah, Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. Oh Allah, who changed the heart, make my heart firm, keep my heart from your religion. How about us? Prophet Ibrahim, رَبِّ جُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَا نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh my Lord, save me, protect me from worshipping the idols. Who are we? So the Shaykh here, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him from changing after knowing the truth. What the benefit is, if you keep on that path, brother and sister, if we remain on this aqeedah the Shaykh mentioned, what's the result? لِأَسْعَدَ بِالْفَوْزِ الْمُبِينِ مُسَابِقًا إِلَى جَنَّةِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي صَالِحِ الزُّمَارِ. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا كريم. The Shaykh, he make dua, he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him hifz, to protect him, to preserve him from changing and deviation. لِأَسْعَدَ بِالْفَوْزِ, to succeed, بِالْفَوْزِ الْمُبِينِ مُسَابِقًا, so to have joy with the success, with the clear success, being foremost, إِلَى جَنَّةِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, to the paradise of Firdaus, فِي صَالِحِ الزُّمَرِ, with the righteous group. So the Shaykh, he concluded this nazm with dua. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him among the people who go to Al-Firdaus, Jannat Al-Firdaus. We ask Allah Al-Karim subhanahu to accept that for the Shaykh, and we ask Allah Al-Karim subhanahu to make us among the people of Firdaus without punishment. إنه هو الكريم. inshallah ta'ala, that's how we went over this book, and I believe it needs going over and over many times. It's reminding. Now maybe many of us, we may only benefit and restore maybe 10%. You take another time the class 20, 30, until alhamdulillah, you understand this very important subject. So like the Imam of today comes to you, and when he tell you those things, Allah is like an air, is everywhere. You know how to respond to him. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. This announcement, this information about the class, tomorrow night, inshallah, we'll have review from beginning to the end. From beginning to the end. And if there is question, inshallah, tomorrow night. Don't forget. And inshallah, there's 1 week of review. Even from tonight to the next Friday, you have all week to review and to listen. Okay? There will be, inshallah, participation certificate for the one who attend the whole course in person every night. It's 11 classes, 11 nights. Or listen to all of the classes, or whatever you miss in person, through live or through the recordings. And then there will be a test, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, online exam and memorization of the book. So there is a certificate for the one who doesn't take the test, but he participates all classes. Either in person or listening, you get the certificate. There is another certificate for those who pass the test. And there is prize for those who memorize the poem. Those who memorize the poem by heart, they get special prize because they did a special action. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.